If any of you listeners had ever been to my office here at WKVI a few years back, you know I had difficulty keeping my desk and shelves in order. That's why I appreciated Ben Franklin's words, "Let all your things have their places. Let each part of your business have its time." Well, of all the virtues Ben Franklin attempted to practice, he, I'm rather glad to hear, found orderliness the most difficult to achieve. He wrote, "In truth, I find myself incorrigible with respect to order." But when it comes to clutter, neither I nor Ben had anything on the infamous Collier brothers. The sons of well-to-do Manhattanites, Homer and Langley Collier, lived most of their lives in the family's three-story mansion, becoming more and more reclusive as they grew older. When the brothers died back in 1947, authorities found more than 100 tons of junk in their home. Junk, including mountains of newspapers, broken furniture, old phone books, rusted machinery, toys, medical equipment, including an X-ray machine, and much, much more. In the Collier home, junk was fashioned into elaborate booby traps to keep anyone from entering the house. And in fact, those booby traps even prevented police from finding the brothers' bodies for several days after they died. In 1875, Samuel Smiles wrote a book he called Thrift, which contains the now famous prescription for those of us who are order challenged. He wrote, "A place for everything and everything in its place." Talking of many things, I'll get organized soon. I'm Ed Hasnerl.